Welcome, change agents. I'm so glad you're here. This is Cheryl Klein, and you're listening to the Limitless Leader Podcast.
So a question that I am getting all the time from my one-on-one coaching clients, and also I've been, as you may or may not know, been on the road a lot speaking, and it's a question that comes up all the time is that, how do I gain clarity on what's next? And this is the time of year, as of the recording, the end of the year, when we're asking that question. In other words, what's next within our organization, or maybe what's next outside of our organization? And so today we're going to talk about the first step, and it's going to be a three-part series. And so the first step to really taking an assessment of what's next is to dream, to really envision. Because a lot of times we try and plan with what's next. I mean, I'm guilty of it. I don't know if you've ever done this, to try and strong arm and figure out what is next. I'm going to sit down, I'm going to have a cup of coffee, and I'm going to map out a decision and what I'm going to do. And sometimes that works, but more often than not, especially if it's a big decision, or if it's a decision that could have really great or really bad consequences, or, you know, something new or something like that. A lot of times really forcing an idea like that doesn't work. Forcing what's next doesn't work. And the first step is either to dream about it and think about dreams as drivers. And when I say dreaming, I'm not talking about, you know, the dreams you go to sleep, but it's really about envisioning and really thinking through, and not even thinking through, it's actually keeping your head out of it a little bit and trying to create some still space and some peace and quiet. Maybe it's somewhere in a place in your home that you're really comfortable, that makes you happy, or you go on a walk, or maybe you have the luxury of going away for the day or a trip or what have you. It could be simple or complex or what have you, but it should be a place in a time where you feel at peace and relax. It's really dedicating yourself to some consistent white space. And just understand that your gut and your heart is full of wisdom. And you cannot tap into that wisdom if we are too busy, too stressed, too upset, emotional, or we just do not make the space for it. So think of your dreams as drivers and create that white space to allow some of the answers to bubble to the top, so you can start to really tune in and listen to your gut and your heart. Because I can almost guarantee you that those things that come up, your gut and your heart, is not going to point you in the wrong direction. It will help you gain clarity. So think through maybe how you can do that even this week to start. If it's 10 minutes, if it's 30 minutes, what can you commit to that's consistent to have some white space to do that? And then also have no limits and no judgment for what's next. Have you ever had an idea pop into your head and then you're like, oh, that's crazy talk, because then your head gets in the way? So it's really a time to dream big and go bold. And, you know, you may be like this. I have a client who said, I'm not visionary. This is very difficult for me. I'm more operational. You know, I move mountains. Once I, you know, I have clarity, I go, I get it done. And so this is really challenging. And so if that sounds familiar, I would offer you a couple of things that you could do. One is lean on others. Think through if you have any colleagues or know anybody in business that's very visionary, or any friends, you know, to lean on them and start to talk to them about maybe what you have in mind, and someone obviously that you trust. And if you want to do it on your own, start to think about, as you know, how do you want to feel in what's next? Who would you be surrounded by? And if it's in a new role or position, what would your leaders be like? And also a really important question is, what would be your ultimate, make you ultimately feel like you were successful? And so those are just a couple ideas, but I want you to really dream big, go big, no limits and no judgment, because the world really needs heart-centered female leaders right now, heart-centered leaders in general. And so let's not self-impose limits on us, on ourselves, as far as what's possible. And finally, not finally, but third, is personalize your dreams.
And so your dreams and what you envision are uniquely yours. And the more vivid and visceral you can make them, the more likely they are to happen. Okay. So think about, in other words, your core values. What is important to your core values? What are your visions for the future? What are your priorities? And then once you have these broad things, really dial it down into really small feelings. So in other words, when I walk into my office, I turn on my computer, I'm happy and proud. I'm smiling because the first thing I do is this, or because when I turn on my computer, I see this. So try and get as detailed as possible and personalize your dreams. And then finally, understand that this, I'm talking about envisioning and dreaming, it's very dynamic in nature. In other words, it's fluid and it's changing. So if you're a little uncertain as to what's next, it's not like you're going to sit down at a 2 p.m. on a Sunday and figure it all out. So if you're feeling a little uncertain, know that it's completely normal. Think of a way, either a written journal or in your phone or something, where you can capture things as they come to you, or as you're having conversations with people or what have you, and understand that figuring out what's next is a dynamic process. And so it's just going to take some time. And if you can commit to the consistent white space and pay a lot of attention to what's coming up for you, and also pay attention and commit to that time when you try and figure out what you envision your future to be. What if you had a magic wand? What would it look like? Then it is going to be more likely to become more clear for you. So understand that it's dynamic, and also understand there is a method to this madness. And so this is basically what I do. It's the first step of the Fearless Female Leadership journey, whether it's the digital curriculum or how I work with people one-on-one. So I hope these four things were helpful. And if you're still feeling like you need a little bit more help for yourself, your team, I am here to help. I am cheering you on always. Please do reach out to me at info@CherylKline.com. Glad to provide resources or hop on a call to see what can be most helpful for you. I am cheering you on, and here's to you finishing the year strong. And I'm here to help any way I can.
If you've enjoyed this episode, follow or subscribe to the Limitless Leader Podcast with Cheryl Klein on whatever podcast platform you use. We'll let you know every time we release a new episode. And if you really enjoyed what you've heard so far, rate and review us too. That's one of the best ways that you can support us and make sure that this podcast keeps going. And also, I offer a significant library of free mental toughness and high performance videos, worksheets, tips, and other helpful content on my website at www.CherylKline.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Cheryl Klein, and I look forward to having you back next time. And remember, you're only limited by what you think is possible. Cheering you on always.